الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, in this world Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses people with different things and different qualities. There are some people who are blessed with vast knowledge, some with deep wisdom, some with immense wealth, some with raw strength. And like this, many people are blessed with different qualities. But if there's anyone who is blessed with something special, is that person who is blessed with the gift of love. If a person learns the lesson of love, he learns to show love, he learns to give off love, then indeed this person is blessed with something special from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the words of Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, Muhabbat fatihi alam, that muhabbat and love is such a thing with which you'll conquer the world. If a person learns this love, and he learns how to bring love in him and show love to others, then indeed he'll be able to conquer the entire world. In this short life of ours, man has to interact with people on different levels. Our highest interaction is our interaction with Allah, then with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then with our parents, our wives and children, our relatives, the musallis in the masjid, our employers, our employees, the people on the street, and by and large, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If in every interaction of ours, we learn how to show love and express love, then this world that we are living in indeed will become Jannat on earth. If everybody learns this lesson of love, in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. That no person can enter Jannah until he brings iman in Allah. And no person has iman until he learns to love each other for the sake of Allah. Then when people will learn this lesson of muhabbat and love, then this is a sign of true iman that Allah has placed in the heart of a person. In one riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement, أين المتحابون في جلالي. Where are those people who used to show love only for my sake? They would express love and muhabbat to others only for my pleasure and my sake. لَهُمْ مَنَابِرٌ مِّن نُورٌ يَغْبِطُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that there is a special place for them on this day. Members of Noor will be created and they will be placed on those members. And people like Anbiya alayhimu salam and Shuhada, the martyrs will be looking at them enviously, that who are these special people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them in this way. These are those people who express love and they showed love for the sake of Allah. That Allah ta'ala honors them on this day in this manner. Our interaction primarily, my dear brothers, is our interaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a Muslim, our love for Allah Ta'ala must be growing every day more and more. Many a times, we follow a routine. We perform salah 5 times a day, which is an obligation. But we do it as a routine. We need to now infuse in this salah of ours the love of Allah. A person sits with the Quran Kareem, he has to read his one para for the day. So he does it as a routine. But if only we can infuse the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this, there'll be a complete difference between a distinction between a person who does ibadat with the love of Allah as compared to a person who does ibadat as a routine. Person is fasting in the month of Ramadan, he needs to do his tasbihah, so he holds his tasbih in his hand and he makes a zikr of Allah. But there's no love of Allah in his heart. This is what we have to learn day by day, to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to infuse the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. In the Quran Kareem, it is mentioned, Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who have iman, their love for Allah is intense. Their love for Allah ta'ala is severe. They have great muhabbat and great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just that a person is doing a routine, it's Jummah, so he had to come to the masjid, he read his salah, he went home. But he's doing it out of love, out of passion. There's a drive within him. There's something that is pushing him towards the masjid. If that love of Allah Ta'ala comes into our hearts, my respected elders and brothers, a person doesn't even need an alarm clock to wake him up at the time of Fajr. Because the love of Allah is something that will push him. It will drive him. It will motivate him that you need to present yourself in the court of the beloved. And a person will wake up automatically at the time of Fajr because the love of Allah Ta'ala is in his heart. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. Oh Allah, sustain me with your love and your muhabbat. Oh Allah, fill my heart with your muhabbat and with your love. Because this love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if it is filled in the heart of a person, then really there's a complete change in the life and the mannerism of this person who has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. That is why if you find there's two people performing salah, one person is a lover of Allah, and one person doesn't have the love of Allah ta'ala in his heart, then there's a distinct difference between the salah of a lover of Allah as compared to the salah of an ordinary person. Because this person's love for Allah ta'ala, his heart is brimming with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because love is a thing that is abstract. It's not something that we can feel or we can perceive. Our ulama kiram, they give an example. By means of example, so we can understand what love is all about. There was a professor who used to be teaching in one university. His name was Majnoon. And he was madly in love with a woman called Layla. And daily after his lectures used to be over, he would come to this house. But of course, this woman would shut the doors and shut the curtains and wouldn't allow him to come in, because this was something that was haram and impermissible. But because his heart was so filled with love, he would stand outside the house of Layla, and he would sometimes make tawaf of the house of Layla. And he would say these words, Atufu ala diyari diyari Layla, wa uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidar. That I am making tawaf of the house of Layla. I'm going round and round, and sometimes I'm kissing this wall, and sometimes I'm kissing that wall. So people would tell him, Majnoon, Majnoon in Arabic means madman. You're a real mad person. You are going round and round this house of Layla, and you're kissing this wall and you're kissing that wall. Are you in love with the bricks of this wall? Are you in love with the cement of this wall? Are you in love with the mortar and the paint of these walls that you go around it and kiss it in this manner? So Majnoon's answer to them was, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ. It's not the love of this walls or this mortar or this bricks or this house that is in my heart, but it is the love of the inmate of this house that is in my heart. Now ulama-i kiram, they explain over here and they tell us that when a person goes to the Baytullah and a person dons his ihram and he is now going around the house of Allah, and a person is going around and round the house of Allah, and sometimes he's kissing the Hajar-i Aswad, and sometimes he's touching the Rukn-i Yamani, and sometimes he's placing his chest on the Multazam, and sometimes he's holding the Ghilaf of the Kaaba and he's crying, and he's going round and round this house. So people are asking him, why are you in love with this house? Is the tiles and the marble of this house that you are in love with? Are you in love with the bricks and the rocks of this house? So he says, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي. It's not this house that I'm in love with, but the inmate and the owner of this house, the Rabb of this house is who I'm in love with. So ulama explained to us that when a person goes to the Baytullah, and a person is making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, one is he needs to take his ihram off, so he does it as a routine. 7 rounds around the Kaaba Sharif, drinks his zamzam, safa, marwa, shaves his head, he's out. So he's completed his umrah. But a man whose heart is filled with the love of Allah, then that tawaf of his is different. When he's kissing the Baytullah, he's kissing it differently. Because now he's learned the lesson of love. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Jalalabad, he used to give one beautiful incident of a doban, a washerwoman, who used to work in the palace, and she would wash the royal clothing. Every day the clothes would come to her and she would wash it and she would send it back. As her little son grew of age, the son started helping the mother to wash the clothing. And then he began asking and requesting from the mother that if you'd allow me, I would like to wash the clothing of the princess. And every day the mother would give him the clothing and he would just look at the clothing of the princess, and slowly the love of the princess came into his heart. He would now live and die for this washing of the clothing. Every morning he would wake up and he would wash that clothing, dry it, iron it, press it and send it back into the palace. Until the princess herself also noticed that now there's a difference in my clothing. There's a perfection in it, there's a finish in it, there's a fine touch in it that wasn't there before. So she sent a message to the king that I think you should reward this washerwoman because the clothing, the way she's washing it now, is much better as compared to before. The washerwoman was rewarded, but after some time, she realized that her son is now losing condition. He came up to his mother and he says, Ma, I feel that now I want to marry the princess. So the mother says to him, my son, this is something that is impossible. You are the son of a washerwoman, she is the daughter of the king. How is this ever possible to happen? But she realized that this boy was now losing condition, and she thought in her mind, let me try and do something to save him from this. So one day she called him and she mentioned to him, son, I don't know if you've got the news, but the princess died last night. This was a story that she just made up. When this young boy heard this, he let out a shriek and he died immediately. Now the clothing started coming back and the washerwoman is washing the clothing of the princess. But now a complaint goes to the king that I find that this clothing doesn't have that touch in it anymore. It doesn't have that finish in it anymore. It doesn't have that perfection in it before, like how it was at one time. So the washerwoman was called up and she was reprimanded. She excused herself saying that perhaps I'm not doing it correctly because my son just died, but I will try. And the next morning she tried. She said, let me give it more dhyan and more attention. She would wash it and she would iron it and press it and go back. But still the complaint came that it doesn't have that finish in it. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali now explains. And he says, if you look at the washing of the washerwoman and the washing of the son, what was the difference between the two? Wasn't it the same water that they were using? The same ingredients or the same detergents? Everything was the same that they were using. But there was a difference in the washing of that son. His washing was infused with the ingredient of love. That's why there was a perfection in that clothing. There was a touch in it as compared to the mother. On this, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions and he says, if only we in our ibadat, we can infuse the ingredient of love, then there'll be a major difference in our salah as compared to the salah of a person who doesn't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person whose heart is filled with the love of Allah ta'ala, there's a major difference in the two because his ibadat is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person opens the Quran Kareem and he says, these are the words of my Allah, like Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned about him when he would hold a mashaf in his hand, he would hold a Quran in his hand. He would kiss the Qur'an al-Kareem, he would place it on his heart. He would place it on his head and he would place it on his eyes. And he would say, هَذَا كَلَامُ رَبِّي. This is the kalam of my Rabb. This is the kalam of my Allah. Now a person opens the Qur'an, that these are the words of Allah. And he starts reciting. Then there's a major difference in the two. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to mention one beautiful poetry explaining the love of Allah. He would say, in this poetry of his, Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Wallah, I never knew what was the meaning of your love. This word dard in Urdu is translated as pain. But in poetic language, it's translated as love. Because in the heart of the lover, there's a pain to meet the beloved. And that beloved is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Allah, I never knew what was the meaning of your love. Tere aashiqo se seekha. Tere sang dar pe marna. Then I went to your lovers, O Allah. And I placed my head at their feet. And I learned what is love all about. Our Buzurgane Deen teach us that if you're to learn the love of Allah, then there's three ways of learning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is go and present yourself in the courts of the Ahlullah, in the courts of the Awliya Allah, and at their feet you learn what Ikhlas and Muhabbat is all about. And the second thing we need to do is make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly, begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His love, as mentioned in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. O Allah, fill my heart with your muhabbat and your love. O Allah, sustain me with your love. And the third thing is for us to ponder and think over all the favors that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. And when we think about Allah's ni'mats and favors, then the more the love of Allah ta'ala will come into our hearts. Just to ponder over one ni'mat and one favor is the favor of satariyat. The favor that Allah has concealed our faults. If for a moment we sit and think, from the time we became baligh, from the time we came of age till today, how many gunas and sins we committed, yet Allah put a parda and He covered all our faults. We come today into the masjid in the house of Allah on the day of Jum'ah with so much of izzat and respect. We come in with so much of respect that is because Allah Ta'ala covered our faults. Had it been that there was a screen with us showing all our faults, how embarrassing it would have been for us to present ourselves in public. This is just one favor of Allah. Yet Allah Ta'ala has showered so many favors upon us. And if we think about these favors and these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, then the love of Allah Ta'ala will come into our hearts. This is our first interaction, our interaction with Allah. And to create that muhabbat and that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. It is mentioned about Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Alayh, was a very great scholar and a very great buzurg in the last two centuries. It is mentioned about him that he says, when I used to go down into sajda, he says, I used to feel as if Allah Ta'ala has taken me into an embrace. As if Allah Ta'ala has hugged me. And when I go into sajda, I feel such ecstasy about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Allah Ta'ala has taken me into His arms. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this muhabbat. May Allah teach us this muhabbat. May give us a taste of it. So that in our lives, whilst in the short lives of ours, we learn what His muhabbat and His love is all about. Then we have our interaction with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst it is necessary for us to believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Allah Ta'ala's Nabi, our iman is not complete until we don't believe, until we don't have love and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just believing in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not sufficient. A person has to fill his heart with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As mentioned in a hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. That person only is a true Muslim who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everybody else, including himself, his parents, his family, his children. That person is a complete Muslim when that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into his heart. We all are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all claim to be the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our ulama teach us that there are three ways where we can express this love. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more with us. And our meeting and mulaqat inshallah will take place on Qiyamah. Or it will take place on death. That we will meet our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to express that muhabbat and love, there are three ways that we can do it. One is to practice on every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah that we can practice upon, we try and practice on it. This will give us a chance to show and express our muhabbat for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing is that we recite Durood Sharif in abundance. As much Durood Sharif as we can. Normally our Buzurgane Deen, they teach us that every day we must read about 100 Durood. And on a Friday we must try and read 1,000 Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is for a person who is, he's just initiated, he's just starting, he's learning the path. He's just learning this path of meeting with Allah Ta'ala. Then this is a beginning stage for him. It's like a person who's in preschool. So you just started him off with 100 durood. But a person who's past that stage now, and he's now in a university, in a tertiary level. He can't be sufficing on just 100 durood a day. He needs to be reading thousands of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day, expressing and showing his muhabbat for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, we can express and show our muhabbat by sacrificing our lives for the mission for which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come for. That is to spread the word of Allah and to spread this kalima throughout the world. When a person, he sacrifices his life for this mission, this is one way where we can express and show our muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and elders, if you look in the Quran and the Hadith, every aspect of the Quran and the Hadith explains and shows this lesson of muhabbat and love. After Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes our relationship with our parents. That a person has to respect and show love to his parents. To this aspect that the Hadith says, that respect for parents only is not sufficient, but rather muhabbat and love for his parents is also an important part. To this extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن وَلَدٍ بَارٍ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَزْرَةَ رَحْمَةٍ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَزْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that person who looks at the face of his parents, that person who looks at the face of his parents, the hadith says with love, not with scorn, Allah Ta'ala will record for him for every look, one hajj mabrur sawab for every look. But the hadith clearly says, it must be a look of love. A person can look 100 times at his parents, but if that look is with scorn, it's not with love, there's no sawab and reward recorded for him. But if he just accompanies it with muhabbat and love, there's so much of sawab and so much of reward. To this extent that sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I look at my parents with love 100 times in one day, is Allah going to give me the sawab of 100 hajj? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu akbaru wa atyabu min dhalik. Allah Ta'ala is much greater than that. What's 100 hajj sawab for a person in one day? Allah can give even more than that. But again, the lesson of love. So many times in the Quran, in the Hadith, we're learning this lesson of love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. No person has complete iman until he doesn't show love for the people that are around him. In our interaction with people around us, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, if you're a father, love for your children. If you're a husband, love for your wife. If you're a employer, then love for your employees. If you're a musalli in a masjid, then love and muhabbat for those around you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you something which if you practice upon this, then Allah Ta'ala will create muhabbat and Allah Ta'ala will create love amongst you. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Learn to make salam with one another. Just salam on his own is a thing that will create muhabbat and it will create love amongst one another. There are so many ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that explain and show different ways and methods of creating muhabbat and love amongst people. This is one method where a person says salam. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us is keeping a smile on the face of a person. That when we meet a musalli, we meet a relative, we meet a friend, then not just a dry mulaqat, but a mulaqat of muhabbat and love, with a warm smile on your face, with a deep hug, and showing that muhabbat and love for each other. This is what will create muhabbat in our communities. This is what will create love amongst ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also taught us to get into the habit of keeping your dastarkhan open and calling people and feeding people from time to time. The more you feed people, the more muhabbat will be created in our families and in our communities. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also instructed us, تَهَادُوا تَحَابُوا. Give hadiya to one another. That hadiya and gifts that you share with other people is a thing that will create muhabbat and it will create love. My dear brothers, if we learn this one lesson of love, we learn how to show love to others, how to express love to others, then inshallah we will see how this world will become a heaven on earth. It will become jannat for us, that wherever we thread, people will love us, people will love deen, people will come closer to deen, because this was the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا. That my muhabbat and my love becomes compulsory upon those people who they love each other only for the sake of Allah. Only for the sake of Allah. The muhabbat is for no personal gain. It is for no monetary gain. It is only for the sake of Allah that they have muhabbat for one another. Then we will see how this entire world, the picture of this world will change if you learn this one lesson of muhabbat and love. And inshallah, just end on this one incident. Once I had met one doctor who was working in a King Edward hospital, and he mentioned to us one incident that there was one nurse, one male nurse that was working with them, used to assist him on the operations and that it should take place. And he says this nurse, this male nurse, he was quite interested in Islam, and he would always ask certain questions and he would inquire about Islam. So this doctor says that I didn't know too much about deen or know too much about Islam. So one day I decided, let me bring him to the Mallinson Road Masjid and bring him to meet Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. So he said, I brought this youngster and I got him to meet Hazrat Maulana. See, Hazrat Maulana showed him so much of muhabbat and so much of love that on that first mulaqat, on that first meeting, that person immediately he accepted Islam on Hazrat Maulana's hands. And he says, after that Maulana took him to the office there in the back and he told him, normally I sit here, I'm giving you open permission whenever you want to come and you meet me. And he says, this youngster, I seen him after that, that his whole life began changing. He would make sure he would attend the programs on Thursday night at the Mallinson Road Masjid. And he would meet Hazrat Maulana. And he says, at times I used to notice him in the hospital. He would be sitting in one corner with one kitab. And he would be reading one book that Hazrat Maulana would give him. And he would be engaged in this. And he says, one Sunday morning, I remember coming to the Mallinson Road Masjid. And as I was walking at a distance, I noticed one youngster with kurta and topi and hijab he was wearing and coming to the masjid. So as I got closer to give him a lift, I noticed it was the same nurse that was working with us in the hospital. She said, I stopped to give him a lift. That him jump in, I'm going to the masjid. So he told me, doctor, you carry on. Maulana told us that if you walk and go to the masjid, there's more sawab in walking than going with the car. So you carry on. He said he came walking to the masjid. And he says, to our surprise, a few weeks later, on one Friday morning, we got the news that this youngster passed away. See, I phoned up Hazrat Maulana immediately and mentioned to him that Maulana, this boy passed away. See, Maulana was deeply affected. And he came himself, he took part in the ghusl. And Maulana himself performed the janaza salah. And he said that the Qabristan, Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, made such a dua where Maulana cried. But all of this here was because of that muhabbat and that love that Hazrat Maulana showed to this youngster that brought him onto this level. If we can also learn this lesson of love and muhabbat, the people around us, we can show them that muhabbat and that love. People are thirsty for Islam. People are thirsty to find the haqq and find the truth. But many a times it is perhaps because of our cold attitude towards people that we distance them away from the masjid, distance them away from Islam. Inshallah, if we can learn this lesson of muhabbat, we'll see how this whole world will change, inshallah. And everything we touch will turn to gold. May Allah give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana.